The scripture today comes from 1 Corinthians 1, 10 through 18, and this is found on page 161 of your pew Bible, or it is on the screen also. Okay. Do not complain as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer. These things happened to them to serve as an example, and they were written down to instruct us, on whom the ends of the ages have come. So if you think you are standing, watch out that you do not fall. No testing has overcome you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful. He will not let you be tested beyond your strength, but with the testing, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it. Therefore, my dear friends, flee from the worship of idols. I speak as to sensible people. Judge for yourself what I say. The cup of blessings that we bless, is it not a sharing in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a sharing in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Consider the people of Israel. Are not those who eat the sacrifice partners at the altar? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We're going to turn to the scripture. This is Matthew 4, 12 through 23. If you're comfortable standing and are able to do that to honor the gospel, I ask that you do so. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan. Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of God has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, if I told you that I left my sermon downstairs, would you applaud? Be careful now. First scripture. 1 Corinthians, we saw it. We got two scriptures out of that. I'm not sure what happened there. Technical. And the screen. Gary is a wizard, and so we're assessing the problems with the screen. He thinks it's a harmonic with the organ. I believe that you're probably right. It's vibration. Because when Dan hit some of the prelude, we did pretty well. That didn't flicker much at all. So we need to figure all that out. But he will put his healing touch on it, and we will make it work. The second scripture that we just read, the one that we talked about with the kids, with Jesus calling the Simon and Andrew, and we believe Andrew was called first, because he comments later that he invited his own brother to come to the Lord. And then James and John, sons of Zebedee, and they left. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Now either these were impressionable young fishermen that weren't too worried about giving up family tradition of fishing, gainful employment, their heritage, their father, and their homes, or they had one really good recruiter. So I think that's what happened. And they came and they followed him, these four fishermen from the lakeshore. That's why I picked this hymn this morning. And Dan and Don, they said, let's not do verses 3 and 4 because they're not lined up with the music to help us know where to break the words. Did you notice that when we sang it? How many of you have sung it before? But there's a little bit of, Don, help me with musical terms now. Syncopation, is that the word?
Yeah, the spacing of the words.
Syncopation and spacing. So it doesn't fit smoothly with the notes and the counts of the notes and the words. So whoever wrote this, it just think maybe they're not very skilled, right? Wrong. This was written in Spanish. We're singing a translation. Who'd have thunk it? Now, I was tempted to have somebody sing it in Spanish so that we could hear the flow and the rhythm and the syncopation and all the things that fit together there. But I don't know Spanish, and I thought, you can imagine. But here's the difference, and it brings to light an important thing that we remember. Jesus is not a blonde-haired, blue-eyed beach boy. Sometimes we think that Jesus belongs to us, that he is a white North American like us. And we need to remember that we are reading translations of translations from another place, from another culture, but invited in and completely family with. What an amazing thing. The composer is a man, Monsignor. He was a member of the, a priestly type guy in the church, in the Roman Catholic Church, Monsignor Cesareo Gabourain. Born in 1936, he died in 1991. Interesting man, his greatest passion was bicycles. Mark, I know Mark plays with bicycles now and then. But he would follow the Tour de France, and in point of fact, they jokingly called him the chaplain for the Tour de France. That has nothing to do with the sermon, but I knew you'd want to know. The lyrics in this beautiful hymn, my boat carries no gold and no weapons. You will find there my nets and labor. No gold and no weapons. What does that say to us? What does it say about us? And what does it say about how we are to be about fishing? Verses 3 and 4, and Renee, I have those on the script, so if you would bring it on the screen. Here's verse 3. You need my hands full of caring through my labors to give others rest and constant love that keeps on loving. That's an interesting verse. Gabourain, the writer of this, he's read this book, this Bible thing of ours. He's heard Jesus say, love one another. He knows that we are the ones that Jesus calls on through our hands, through our feet. Jesus is doing ministry. Verse 4, I think it's there too. You who have fished other oceans, ever longed for by souls who are waiting, my loving friend, and thus you call me. I can hear how somebody tried to put the words together, fitting the Spanish and making it all work. And the order is different in the Spanish and the way the words fit together. But he has journeyed with the Lord as a loving friend and calls people and calls them about that. In the Greek, how many of you read and speak Greek? Okay, I'm in good shape here to pronounce this. Halieis. That's the word for fisherman. Halieis. It doesn't fit. It doesn't sound like fisherman, does it? I mean, if you think of a fisherman, do you think of a halieis? Some words fit. Gary was in Turkey, and when he came back from Turkey, he says, they have a perfect Turkish word. He says, you go in, the pop machine would be out of order, and the Turkish technicians would put a sign on it, and it says, bazook. Bazook. That's a perfect word. I use that today. When something's broken, I write, bazook. It's not going to go. But halieis doesn't say fisherman to me somehow. It's just that Greek thing that's about it. But the other word, fishers of men, anthropon. Anthropon. That sounds like anthropos. That sounds like anthropology. And indeed, etymologically, they're all connected. It's the same root word. And what is anthropology about? Humans. Peoples, men and women, boys and girls, children,
us-ins. That's not really a word, but I'm putting it in there. So this is anthropon of Halieis, fishers of people. That's one of the journeys that we've got to continue to be on, this talk about women and how in the time that this was written, women had no rights. Women were property. They were chattel. And we still haven't equaled out a balance of the sexes. It's a journey we're on. So when we say we are fishing for people, I think that's an acceptable place to go. So here are the fishermen called. I will make you fishers of people. Now, what did you think when I asked the kids? I said, how are we going to fish for people? I didn't hear any of you shouting out an answer. That's a toughie. Now, technically, I should have had a net, right? Because Simon Peter and Andrew, they were casting their nets in the sea to try and catch fish. They probably weren't using fishing poles, even with yardsticks. But how are we to be about fishing? If you haven't noticed, we're in the midst of a religious change in society. It isn't just religious, it's about a whole shift of everything going on. But our beautiful churches are losing in membership. People aren't leaving the churches, but some of us are getting old. And some of us join the saints. But new people aren't coming in. The fishing part isn't working. Somehow we're not drawing them in as we should be, as we need to be, as Jesus calls us to be. So you saw my sermon title, Fishers, with a PH. Who wrote English? How did they get an F and a PH that sound exactly the same? And why? Isn't that kind of redundant? Wasn't it George Orwell's 1984 where they were eliminating words that they didn't need all these words, so they had one man and his job was to trim the language down and get it more efficient? Like that's ever going to happen. But you've seen that word fish and fishing. Fishing's now in the dictionary, and fishing is really about people on the internet that are fishing for information. Did you ever get that email? Your First National Bank account, you need to sign in. There's a problem with your account. Click here and give us your username and password and fix your account. Well, they're after your username and password, and then they get into your account and create havoc. That's called a fish or phishing. Phishing, spam, terms that new to us but very much a part of what's going on in the world and impacting all of us. There's also a band called Fish. Anybody ever know anything about the band Fish? They've got some interesting stuff. They're very eclectic. I'm not a big Fish fan by any stretch, but they've got everything from jazz to glam rock to folk to stuff that sounds like classical music. They've got a piece that's 19 minutes long. I bet that plays well on the radio. But they've got a loyal following of Fish fans. I don't know what they're called. Fishheads, are they? Are you a fishhead? You're familiar with it. That's as far as you'll commit yourself. All right, very good. So Fish, that's another PH, Fish. Neither of those have anything to do with the sermon. But I thought I'd put it out there. Because maybe this new PH, Fish, maybe this is something that we need to contemplate on how we are going to be about fishing for humans. The old way of fishing isn't working anymore. We can see that. We understand that that's something indeed has changed. And if we don't change with it, well, we might as well just lock the doors and give up. So maybe from now on we should be contemplating what fishing with a PH means. How are we to fish for people today? I'm talking about the people. The kids knew when I said, what if I put a cell phone on the end of the string? There's a commercial out there now, and everybody's driving around with a cell phone. Even the bus driver has a cell phone, and they have a car that is automatic enough to stop and saves an accident. It's an accident. It's an advertisement for a car. But this is part of our society now. If I get in the car to go to the grocery store and I don't have my cell phone, I'll stop and get out and go back and get it. We didn't have those in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. How many of you had a cell phone in your car? When it first came out, I thought, well, that's a cool invention, but I bet only the very rich will have phones in their own cars. Now I see preschoolers walking around with cell phones, and they're Googling something, or they're Wiki-ing something. And I'm not deriding any of that. This is how culture has changed, and we need to be aware of that. What is Facebook and Twitter and Skype, and what are all these things? I went in the office. Frequently I'll walk in the office, and Paya will be carrying on a conversation, and there's nobody else in there. But she's got her cell phone, and she's talking to her mom in Hawaii with a live picture. That's pretty awesome stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. This is beautiful, wonderful, but what is it about? And these suicides, something in society is happening, and I think it's all pointing to people seeking out to try and find connectivity, connection, association, relationships, how to be one with another. And social media is one way to do it. I'm not sure it's the best. I think that is one thing we have in our church gatherings is community with real people. And that is not without its possibilities of conflict and pain and frustration. And a pastor who continues to cough through the sermon. But there's something that we've got to be about. And I think that there's something we can offer. Did you hear the verse? It says in the song, "You who have fished other oceans, ever longed for by souls who are waiting." That might be the pivotal verse in that hymn for us to listen to. Those other oceans, those others that aren't exactly like us, but yet who are longing and waiting and who we should be feeding in Christ's name. What did you think about God fishing other oceans? Did that make you a little nervous? How come God's not in our ocean? Our God's supposed to be in our ocean. That's all upside down, isn't it? That's not our God. Our God means nothing. We belong to God. And God has oceans and oceans and people, and we are just fish. And how do we remember that we are about schooling with other fish? Lord, you have come to the lakeshore looking neither for wealthy nor wise ones. You only ask me to follow humbly. Good words to follow. Humble people in Christ, doing the Lord's work with our hands and feet. In Christ's name, let's go fishing. Amen.